USA News. I'm Corey Myers. A shooting on the subway in New York City sent five people to the hospital and killed one. Police responding to the Eden Ave station, finding six people shot, four men and two women between the ages of 14 and 71. One man, who was 34, died. The other victims had non-life-threatening injuries. Two groups of teenagers started fighting on a platform around that time that a lot of kids take the subway home from school, and some people are leaving work. The shooter has not been caught. The Senate passed a $95.3 billion foreign aid bill with assistance for Ukraine and Israel in a vote early Tuesday morning that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was very pleased with.
It's certainly been years, perhaps decades, since the Senate passed a bill that so greatly impacts not just our national security, not just the security of our allies, but the security of Western democracy.
It also sets up a showdown with House Speaker Mike Johnson, who thinks that there shouldn't be more aid to Ukraine, and former President Trump, who thinks that the U.S. should stop foreign aid unless it's in the form of a loan. The judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing that case. This comes from allegations against Fani Willis of a personal relationship with the special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, that may have financially benefited her. A hearing set for this week to address motions that seek the removal of Willis. Trump and his co-defendants are also trying to get the case dismissed. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A nationwide dairy recall linked to a deadly listeria outbreak now includes products sold at Costco, Walmart, and other major retailers. The recalled products include snack wraps, taco kits, salad kits, and other foods sold with dairy ingredients made by Rizzo Lopez Foods Incorporated. Health officials have said evidence linked the company's dairy products to an ongoing deadly listeria outbreak that's been happening since 2014. At least 26 people got sick, two people died, and 23 were hospitalized in 11 states, according to the CDC. Super Bowl 58 was the most watched television broadcast in a generation. The amount of viewers estimated to be around 123.4 million, according to CBS, breaking any Super Bowl viewership record. So many people watched that it almost beat out the most watched TV broadcast of all time. That record set in 1969 when between 125 and 150 million people watched the Apollo 11 moon landing. The Chiefs will be celebrating their win at home with a parade tomorrow, Valentine's Day. It'll start around noon and go to about 1:45. You can watch the parade on the NFL Network or NFL.com. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.